This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The Axios news outlet has released photographs of the crowded conditions in which children live in detention after illegally crossing the U.S. border. They contain images of children sleeping on mats separated from one another by plastic partitions. It's a rare look inside the facilities where some 15,000 unaccompanied children are housed, as media access to some such sites is severely restricted, and I should say they are housed there until they can be sent on to relatives or foster parents. Three senior U.S. immigration officials headed to Mexico and Guatemala today for talks with their governments to try to figure out a way to stem the tide of migrants headed north to enter the United States. 2 months into his presidency, President Biden is faced with a stream of mostly Central American migrants walking toward the United States, overwhelming border officials who are refusing entry to single adults and families, but caring for thousands of unaccompanied children as mandated by U.S. law. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told interviewers on Sunday talk shows that the country's southwestern border with Mexico is secure and closed. Yet the U.S. is seeing Central American migrants arrive at the border at a pace that would be the highest in 20 years. When he took office, Joe Biden blocked further construction of a border wall championed by former President Donald Trump. Biden instead embraced what he said would be a more humane treatment of migrants. Now, Republican opponents of the Democratic president are blaming him for the thousands of migrants arriving at the border. More on that story at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.